What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Times.
What's up?
What's going on? And Chris Abacon.
What's going on, everybody?
There it is. Definitely continue to tune in to the episodes. So if you have not already, this should be Tuesday's episode. Go back and check out Monday, where we talk about the healthcare industry and what's currently going on with United Health. It's a really big article slash video slash audio for us. People really seem to be enjoying it. But while you're there, make sure you hit that like, share, subscribe button. So that way you can continuously tune into us. We have over 560 episodes now. So we're not going anywhere, people. All right. This could be a staple in your life. We could be a touchstone for you. All right. So definitely continue to hit us up. But without further ado, I'll give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article comes from darkreading.com, and it's written by the Dark Reading staff. And the title of this one is Alabama Under DDoS Cyber Attack by Russian-Backed Hacktivists. So there's the hacktivist group Anonymous Sudan, who, believe it or not, is a Russian hacktivist group, even though Sudan is in the name. They're not Sudanese. They're claiming credit for a cyber attack that disrupted Alabama state government. And what it was is just a DDoS, right? So Let me not say it like that, right? Like, it could have been worse. Usually when we bring stories up here, right, like some information was stolen or something like this. This one was a little bit more of a nuisance, right, in that they made it to where certain network systems, certain systems for the state government couldn't be accessed, things of that nature, right? So it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but this is the reality we live in, right? So states are under attack when it comes to, you know, ransomware and things of that nature. You know, ransoms being demanded for information for them to get it back. But this is the world we live in, to where and DDoSes are, I don't want to say they're easy, but they're not something that requires as much effort as some other things, right? Like, it can be set up very easily. Something put out there on different machines, the machines act are become a part of a botnet, right? Like, the stuff that you could be contributing to it without even really knowing, right? You just know your system is just bogged down and you're like, what is going on? You know what I mean? Well, you're part of a botnet, right? Because you had to have your, you know, Angry Birds or whatever it may be, right? So like, it's just stuff like that, right? That's out there. And like, Anonymous Sudan, like, this is not their first foray into this, right? Like, they've been accused of DDoS attacks against Israel over in Europe. They actually went after the messaging app Telegram, actually, which I think they used to claim responsibility for this. I think they went on Telegram and said, yeah, we did this. Like, well, didn't you guys hit up Telegram not too long ago, you know, to make this happen? But again, This was on a fairly light scale, right? Like, an inconvenience of not being able to access a site or a service for 5 to 10 minutes type thing. You know what I mean? But they're getting through it, you know, as best they can. But state governments are becoming, you know, targets again because of what we talked about before, right? We talked about it several times on the podcast. We talk about it all the time, and that soft targets, right? Like, these state governments are not investing as much as they should be into cybersecurity, but the help is out there for them, right? Like, if for whatever reason they need assistance, there are organizations out there to help them, right? To include CISA, right? Like, CISA offers services to them, so to where they could just be like, hey, come to us, we'll help you out with this. Just let us know that there is a problem, right? But DDoS attack, man, fairly simple. It's more of a nuisance, but this is what Alabama is going through right now. You know what I mean? So it can happen to anybody. And Alabama, you're next on the list, right? So, Chris, what's your thoughts on this?
My first thought was, you know, people are thinking, like, why is Alabama getting hacked, right? But I think a lot of more, like, a lot of people, at least specifically not in the transmit, would understand that Alabama is a critical state for a lot of defense industrial based companies, right? There's a lot of manufacturing, there's cybersecurity organizations based in Alabama. Just like one example, right? You've got Lockheed Martin, who's got a presence in Huntsville, right? They do Warner Bombram, this is the space center over there. So I'd assume that there's a lot of useful technologies being researched and that just gets up here. You've got Boeing and Airbus. Both are both the defense industries are based out of Alabama, where they, that's when they actually conduct their manufacturing, right? You also have Raytheon based out of Huntsville, who makes missiles, right? They make missiles, right? And then additionally, they've got in Huntsville, Alabama, you've got the FBI Cyber Center in Huntsville, Alabama. So when you think about it, yeah, attacking Alabama may not seem like, oh, why are these attacking the state of Alabama? But Alabama, the state of Alabama supports a lot in our defense industrial base and our national security, right? There's a lot of congruent talent in the University of Huntsville, Alabama, right? There's a lot of investment going into that area for cybersecurity, for missile systems, for IT systems. So consider that as well. And really, there's so many attack vectors when you're attacking a state. Like, you're talking tax payments, you're talking healthcare that could be disrupted, you're talking any type of paperwork, any type of intermediary to the federal government, right, in which these states have to, these companies work with the state. So just understand that there's so many problems that can come about when the state is impacted. Like, I just think that, Alabama, we don't know how robust and secure their networks are. You know, their tax revenues aren't as big as the bigger states, like New York, who has arguably some of the strictest cybersecurity rules and, federal auditing rules within their own state, right? They've got really mature processes. Alabama may not be so mature, right? So they could be that soft target where, hey, if something bites, if counties' payment systems could be down, like people won't be able to do their taxes or receive, maybe if they're on a state pension system, they won't be able to see their payments, right? So it's going to hit them where it hurts. They're going to attack soft targets. They're going to attack valuable targets. And as far as they don't do.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys brought up some really interesting points because I was headed towards a different direction when it came to law enforcement, because it also impacted them as well. But before I go too far, remember, like, share, subscribe. We are doing, what do the kids say, gangbusters right now. But I need you to stick around. I need you to come back next week. All right. We that's not what the kids say. It's not the bee's knees anymore.
What you said was cowabunga. Rad, bro.
Cowabunga, dude.
Getting so old. But no, definitely continue to hit us up. Like, again, our numbers are really great. We just want you to stick around, right? It's like compounding interest over here. Like, we want you to come back, and then new people come, and then they come back, and then so on and so forth. They say, no, we're Joe Rogan of the cybersecurity industry right now. So
that's right.
At least that's always the hope, right? So like, share, subscribe. But with this, so when I dug into the article, because I was under the same impression, I was like, yeah, it's a DDoS attack. Those happen all the time. They've been attacking local and state governments over the past few days. Like, why is this one so significant? So both Shannon and Chris brought up some really great points. When it came to the law enforcement side, as well as tax assessors and things of that nature, they specifically pointed out that transactions involving licensing, taxing, permitting all crippled during the outage. And then law enforcement were unable to run tags and to report run tags and verify vehicles were stolen and things of that nature. So it's widespread. So it's not just a small nuisance. It's rather a large nuisance on top of where we're going into political season. So we need all of our states need to be up and running because this is going to be a contentious. Is that the contentious? Contentious. There you go. Contentious. I'm going to edit all that out. It's going to be a very contentious election season, like, be honest with you, like, especially coming off the back of January 6th and all that other stuff. Like, we need all the states to be as accessible as possible for people to feel as though their vote counted. We just need people to be able to just do their civic duties without too much disruption, so we don't fall into utter chaos. And that's what they want, right? That's why we're being attacked so frequently. They want the U.S. to kind of tear itself apart. Like, it's not me just being a conspiracy guy. It's literally doctrine for these other near peers, right? It's very hard to attack the U.S. from the outside because we outspend every other country's GDP by, I don't even know, bar none. Like, we're just, we're the front runners. So how do you get to us? You get to us from the inside. You cause civil disturbance. You pass disinformation, right? And that's why we're so aggressive right now about TikTok, because there's certain, they have certain abilities to collect and then use that information against us. And they're not US-based. And I'm not going to beat that drum right now. Check us out next episode where we talk way more about that in a discussion. However, it's just to say that they're not just attacking willy-nilly. They're attacking for a purpose. They want to disrupt us. They want to make us feel uncomfortable, and they want us to tear ourselves apart from the inside out. So they want to disrupt our elections. They want to cause civil disturbance. They want to make sure law enforcement has as hard of a time as possible. And then they also want our information, because you are a consumable, so to speak. You're the product when it comes to these ransomware organizations. It's business for them. So your records are worth a lot of money. Your social is worth some good money. Credit card not worth as much, but they'll take that too. Right? Why not? It's a tip. throw that on top of all the above. And then these disruptions just make life that much harder. Now you can't make your transactions. So now you're upset, right? So again, protect yourselves. Be careful. Like Shannon said, you may be part of this disruption, right? Distributed denial of service is a thing. And it's branching not only from botnets made of PCs, but now IoT devices, right? Like your I almost said her name, your speaker of choice, right? Your system of choice may be part of one of these gangs as well. They've recruited her. Or your thermostat, or your baby monitor, so on and so forth. The world's getting weird. So just make sure you're being safe out there, and make sure that you give these people some grace. Like when you call in and wonder why these transactions aren't taking place, or why you're unable to access the website, it's bigger than just, right. It's a very complex system of just bad people doing bad things across the globe, right? Like there's somebody in Russia has a pseudonym that's Sudanese who's attacking your systems. So just be patient and protect yourself. Don't be part of the problem. So now that I've browbeat the entire audience, please come back, like, share, subscribe. Check us out next week where we'll be nicer to you. And then check out our so this is one that's sandwiched between Monday, we're talking about healthcare still, and all that United Health stuff that's still going on, and then next episode we're talking about TikTok and how that ban may or may not happen, and what the purpose is or the reasoning, because a lot of people are confused by it. So we're gonna kind of go into a discussion about that. So a lot of good stuff. And then Ask Us SP, I'll have on Jacob Hill. He is the founder of GRC Academy, and also the podcast host of the GRC Academy podcast. He is a very smart CISP who has a lot of good information to pass along when it comes to CMMC and all that good stuff, and defense industrial base, and then entrepreneurship. So definitely check out that episode. We had a really great conversation. And then Friday's everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Who knows what we're talking about, but it's going to be something good. So definitely check us out for that. And then again, it depends on how you want to consume us. You can read our articles. You can subscribe to the newsletter where you get everything delivered to you every Friday. You can watch our videos on YouTube, and you can listen to us on all the platforms. We're available pretty much everywhere. Check us out on LinkedIn. You can check us out on Medium when it comes to our articles, and you can check us out at Digital Presence. Our footprint is huge right now. So hit up all the websites that go by our name. It's either going to be The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, or Ask a CISP. Get me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RYRY Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Instagram. Like I said,
Threads.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Threads. I don't even know how that works. I think Threads.
You usually say Threads after you sincerely say,
I don't really do much on it. I think it just takes care of itself because of the IG account. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I'm getting old. So, and you, Chris, where can I find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn under Chris Outcon, last name spelled A Bacon.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.